Heidi and Frank show. Terry Bradshaw's going to be in here in a matter of seconds.
Everybody's excited.
He's walking down the hall.
He's a legend.
He's on Terry time. I mean, seriously, he's like, well, get him in here, get him in here. Where is he? Come on in here, Mr. Bradshaw. Get in here. There he is.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at this. Look at this guy.
It's real. Hi, Terry Bradshaw. How are you? Good.
Nice to have you here. Look at you. I'm Frank. Nice to meet you, sir.
You stand up when you do this.
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to sit.
Yeah, have a seat.
Sit. Yeah, sit. Come on, you're a legend. Sit down.
You look great.
Be comfortable.
You got everything going on.
The girls made me shave my goatee off yesterday.
Oh.
That took all day. With a razor.
I
went through two razors. I said, I'm not going to get this thing off in time to leave. Literally, I thought I was going to rake all the skin off.
See, you get more kisses, though, Terry, with a clean face.
Oh, well, I haven't gotten any so far.
What was the reason the ladies wanted it to be shaved off? They said they didn't like it? Were you not...
No, it wasn't that they didn't like it. They said it made me look old.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm 64.
Well, is it for your big Vegas show? Is it you got to have a certain look for your big Vegas show that's coming up?
No, I don't think so.
You do look younger without it, though.
Yeah, okay. And I know that, but it's not like I look in the mirror and go, I look like Brad, Tom Brady or anybody. I am what I am.
This is amazing having you here, Terry Bradshaw, because
I was a huge fan. Thank you.
Growing up, I'm that kid who has the picture from when he put on all of his Christmas gifts because everything was Pittsburgh Steeler related. I know you met Johnny Ice already. Now, you think that he wore that just because you're here. He wears that every day.
Yeah.
He's crazy. He's a Steeler fan.
I wasn't sure about, but yeah, he greeted me at the door, and he was pretty much
head
carrying
to toe.
A football.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is Johnny. This isn't just for you. This is him all the time. It makes sense.
That's a good look. And then, it's amazing. 1970, when I joined the Steelers, I had no clue who they were or what they were other than obviously really.
They wanted to give you some money to play football, and you're like, wow, right.
They didn't give me much, Heidi.
No, Terry.
And just a butt-ugly city with a butt-ugly uniform and a bad
and the
team.
Women.
And things have all changed now, of course.
Right.
But it was just, golly, are you kidding me? Now, but my point is how they've evolved over 40-something years into a huge fan base.
You were probably a big part of that.
Well, part of the start of it.
Yeah.
It's just that they've carried on this tradition of winning. And we all, if you're a basketball fan, which you saw the game last night, and a Heat fan, whatever it is, winners continue on, and when they carry on for decades now, they build up a fan base all over the world.
Yeah.
So walking in here, and everybody's Steeler fans, just like, wow, I remember the day when it was nowhere near that.
It was hard to find a Steeler fan.
Oh, I remember the first game I played in was 25,000 people there. Half the stadium was empty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Does that bother you mentally, or you don't care one way or another? Do you feel like you play better when it was full?
No, it did. Because when you play, you're just playing.
You're doing what you love to do.
You're not too much.
We do the same thing. We do the show. 12 people are listening. 1 million people listening. And what's the difference? We're still up at 3:15. Doesn't really matter one way or another.
Is that what time you get here?
Yeah, it's an early show.
3:15 till...
Well, we're here till 10 on the show. But yeah, you got to wake up. You got to put a little makeup on.
For the radio?
Well, I did this for you.
Oh, you did that
for
me?
I was like, Terry Bradshaw's coming in. I can't sit here looking like a...
Everybody dressed for you today.
If you haven't seen Heidi in person, she's really pretty. You don't need makeup.
Oh, well, Terry Bradshaw.
You need glasses.
Oh, obviously.
You need too. Seriously.
Are you too like this?
You need more coffee. So you need to wake up. You still got sleep in your eyes or something like that.
She's got a pretty smile, gorgeous teeth. I don't know, Frank. Frank, you're not much to look at, but Heidi is.
I just made like the 50 ugliest guys in radio. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh,
well, that's right. Your face made for radio.
I know.
I hear you. How you on the end? How you doing?
You,
a lot of folks in here.
Well, because of you. It's usually just him and I sitting here, and all of a sudden it's Terry Bradshaw's in. Everybody wants to be in here.
Well, thanks for having me in here. I don't get to do shows like this.
Beyond being the football, you've just become just the personality that our phone screener, Sammy, our producer phone screener, she knows you from Married with Children. I mean, before, like, she didn't know you from Steelers. She knows you from your television.
What was that young girl in Married with Children that went on to become really...
Christina Applegate.
Yeah, I'm doing a scene with Christina, and we have to go through a door, And so she said, here's how we're going to do this scene. That's 20 years ago.
Right.
And pretty girl. Golly, she's pretty. And so we did the scene. We had a good time. We did the show. And, of course, the star of the show, what's his name?
Ed Harris.
Ed O'Neill. Okay. Yeah. He gets cut. Get this. He gets cut from the Steelers my rookie year. And I meet him in Kona, Hawaii 5 years ago. When did that new show? I'm asking. I have no answers.
Modern Family, the new show.
He just finished a pilot. Uh-huh. And he says, hey, he said, this thing is really going to be. Because, I mean, what are you doing? You know, movies, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and he said, just did this pilot. Son of a gun. Another monster hit.
Yep.
But Christina, when we got through shooting the scene, and I'd watched that show all the time, I had no idea that she'd take that hair off. And underneath her hair was, like, purple.
What?
Yes, that's what I said. And she drove a Volkswagen Beetle. An old beat-up Volkswagen Beetle. Convertible Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah, you're picturing like some BMW.
So I'm like, is this gorgeous thing went from this, and then she went to purple, red, reddish. I didn't know it was a wig. That's the most unbelievable. I wish I could get
a wig
like
that. Well, Terry, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to take this off. There's nothing underneath. There will be no surprises
here
today.
That's not a mask, even though it looks like one.
If you did take that off, your features are so gorgeous that your face would still pop.
Terry.
What's in that coffee? You had an aha moment right now, I think. We would have checked that coffee for the liquor. Terry, of all the things you do, like you've written books. I didn't even know that you sang. You have a singing voice until it says, "Yeah, you have a country singer, gospel singer," and you actually put the song out, the Hank Williams song, "So Lonesome I Could Cry."
Yeah, I did that.
It was like
how long ago was that?
70s. You weren't even around. 70s.
And now you're going to be doing a little more singing on stage in Vegas, doing a stage show,
right?
What was the most? I mean, you've done everything.
Oh, it's called
like, I haven't done
America's
I haven't done
favorite dumb
one man show.
America's favorite dumb blonde. Life in four quarters at the Mirage.
The Mirage.
Next, what is it open next? What a week from
we
today?
We open. I love this. I open because people ask me. I open on the 28th of June at the Mirage. And then I closed on the 29th of June.
Yeah, exactly. And then intermission. Everyone goes home.
No, it's kind of when I Need a Man, John Max is a great writer for The Tonight Show. He's a good friend of mine, collaborator on we do jokes together because I do speeches. And so I work with him on ideas for corporate work. And he went to Anita Mann, who's over here. Anita Mann, it produced the show. She put the show together, hired David Goldsmith from New York, who's a Broadway writer, musical. David Goldsmith wrote the music. Took him less than 2 weeks to write the music.
An entire show?
Yes.
Good Lord.
And then Anita and John and I sat down and started putting together the nuts and bolts of the storyline. John would add a one-line joke. I would have the stories. Anita arranged. And so the three of us, along with David, put the show together, and it was too long, and I couldn't remember all of it.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Long.
Are you stressed about the memorization part of it?
I am. I stress primarily over the songs because the songs are not "Hear That Lonesome" like you. They're not basic country songs with basic, you know, verse, chorus, tag, chorus, out,
and a yeehaw at the
they
end.
Were, exactly. Yeah. It was Broadway written, and the chorus is all changed. The lyrics in the chorus change.
Oh.
And it's twisty, and it took me a long time to learn it. My greatest fear is when the curtain opens next Friday night is that, you know, I go...
You'll go,
And so I don't think that's possible.
I wake up, honestly,
you'll be
God.
Fine.
We put this thing all together, and we've rehearsed it, and I pretty much know the songs. I know the songs. And then the storytelling is my story.
They're all crossing their fingers behind you right now. All your people
but
are
the
going,
stories. The stories are my stories, and I have to synopsize them because of the time frame, and I want them funny and entertaining because I go on vacation Sunday, and I want to be invited back. But it's been a three-year project. And I couldn't say no. It's why I call it a bucket list thing. But it's really more than that because since I own the show, you know, I want to continue to improve on it and do it.
Are we going to see Terry Bradshaw on Broadway? That's the question.
That's the goal?
That would be a negative. No, I would never do that.
What?
I would never do Broadway. I could not do that. I could do Broadway. I wouldn't want to. I would do Broadway for 2 days.
But not
I don't want to go to New York for 4 or 5 months.
Terry Bradshaw's
I don't want to do that.
Promoting America's favorite.
Frank, you make me nervous, man.
Dumb blonde. I know. I'm making myself nervous.
Are you just short?
I'm just short.
Oh, okay.
No, I think I was sitting down for so long that my back was starting to go out. I was like, sitting there in the mat. I was like, maybe if I stand up and do the show. And
stretch out.
Yeah, more animated and stuff like that. That's why I started standing up and doing it.
So when's that animation kick in?
I know. Listen,
Terry, he is a little boy right now.
Sitting Get here, I'm going, seriously, I can't believe you're actually sitting here in front of me. I mean, that's ridiculous. Right, I mean, when I was in elementary school playing on the playground, and I had my Steelers jacket with the yellow sleeves.
Are you from here?
No, I'm from Indiana. I was from Terre Haute, Indiana, and we didn't, and Steelers was my team. And we'd play, and I had a buddy whose last name was Harris. My name is Frank, and so we would be together, Franco Harris. And so it was like, we're playing the Steelers, and okay, I'll be Terry Bradshaw this time, you be Franco Harris this time. And it was just, that was just growing up. And so to finally meet you is just a huge honor. And
thank you, but you should be a Colts fan now.
I moved out of Indiana before the Colts moved to Indiana. Okay. And so I'm a Bronco fan because I worked in Denver in radio for a while.
That makes a lot of sense, Indiana, Bronco.
I'm a Bronco fan. Well, it was the first city that I moved doing radio that actually had an NFL team, and so I became a Bronco fan. And that's I'll always be a Bronco fan now. I mean, John Elway and everything, I was there.
Good call.
Yeah, good call. Now you got Peyton Manning, and then we got Wes Welker from New England that's coming this year. New England, what the hell is going on, dude?
Hernandez.
What is going on?
We were talking about this yesterday morning, and before it started unveiling with the Hernandez deal, and it made sense now. There's a little more explanation why Tim Tebow was brought on board, because obviously
they need prayer.
I believe New England knew that something was going to happen, and they may need a tight end. And I think Tebow is a guy they'll convert to tight end and not play quarterback. That would be my guess. As far as what he's – I mean, you don't have your house clean and shatter your phone and kill your surveillance thing unless you are what? Come on, common sense says you are
trying
to hide something.
Yeah,
you don't want people to know.
Multiple stations in Boston are reporting that an arrest warrant has been issued for Aaron Hernandez. It's going to happen. But I didn't even think about that first, about the Tim Tebow connection.
Well, that was the first question they asked, and I said, well, makes a little bit of a sense. There's an explanation now. Why because he's a big Tebow's a big guy, and it would be easy to convert him to a kind of H-back system, which is really a big receiver flexed off the line of scrimmage, what they used to call H-back with the Washington Redskins. But a big enough guy where he wouldn't have to really be a power blocker, but they would use him in motion and use him for the combination of crossing routes that Gronkowski and Hernandez did. Now they would use Tim Tebow. So I think that's what's going to happen now. And then the rest is just going to continue to unfold.
Right. It's weird because it's somebody who's – I'm sure there are a ton of guys listening who are dreaming of being in the NFL, and then you get to the NFL and you're throwing it away. Ugh.
Well, he ain't throwing it away yet, but what happens to so many of these young people, they don't focus on their career.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to them not to have their money and to be a star, and they don't realize the responsibility that goes with that. You play. Well, I'm going to tell you. My dad told me this. He says, your career is something you always wanted, son. Don't you go up to Pittsburgh and get yourself in trouble. You keep your nose clean, and you get your job done. And then when your career is finished with, you go do what you want to do.
Right.
But you, because it's not going to last forever. Nothing does.
Right.
And so that was my whole approach. In Pittsburgh, stay out of the bars and clubs.
Don't worry about the money and the women and all that stuff.
Play as hard as you can, accomplish as much as you can, which means winning. And then when it's all said and done, then you come home. But keep clean, and they just don't do that anymore. It's social media is out of whack, and these guys just get up there, and if not grounded properly, they get themselves in trouble. They just stumble into things and. Whether or not they meant to, or that's just their personalities, they drift off into trouble, and it's unnecessary. you know, to be that young and have that much money.
Earning that or learning that early Louisiana lesson and made you who you are today, that I saw that like Nielsen ratings has come out with like the N rating for sports personalities and their ability to be associated with a brand and who's like one of the strongest out there. Like to if you want this product to have be trusted, you got to get this guy to talk about it. And the number one was Terry Bradshaw.
Look at you.
So so when do I get these?
You better
where's
like,
your money?
Where's that card?
Where's my endorsement?
Where's that?
I get nothing.
Where's that toupee commercial? Where's the get that thing coming back? Did you ever look back on something that you did?
Toupee. Hey, man, this is a good look.
No, didn't, were you, you said you a toupee model or something back
in
the day.
I did. Hold it. I you know what? I did a thing for a company called New Man. And they were paying me almost as much as I was making playing football, which was back in those days. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah.
To wear that toupee. Most humiliating thing I ever did was wear a toupee and endorse a toupee. But I did it for money. I'm going to tell you the truth. I did it for money.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't touch it today. I wouldn't. If people say, "Once you get plugs or
no,
Tim McGraw
not,
and all these guys, all of them fill their head up."
No.
There, you know,
no,
nah,
you're Terry.
Kind
no.
of a look.
Own it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be Terry Bradshaw that.
After the toupee, exactly. Like you said, that you did it for money, and you said never again. Was there another product that came along? You're like, no. This time, I
normally
have to say
no. When I endorse a product, I normally if it's a product I believe in. And I have used. I used to chew Red Man chewing tobacco. I don't since my kids said, "Dad, will you please stop chewing tobacco?"
Right, because you're leaving your spit cups all over the house.
And they drink out of it. Oh, yeah. That's the worst. I'm sorry about that. But that's bad. So they asked me to quit 14 years ago, I guess. And so I cold turkey dropped it, never looked back. But I chewed tobacco, and so it was natural when they asked me to endorse their product. Can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And then I had Viagra come after me.
How that worked
I shouldn't
out.
Have said that on the air, should I? Well, I shouldn't call them out like that. Well, but I turned it down because
I don't need it.
Yeah.
If I didn't need it, nobody else needed to know I needed it. And it was a pretty nice chunk of change, I might add. I mean, it would have been easily the most money I ever made in a commercial.
Hard
I just couldn't
to turn down.
Do it. And then,
yeah, Heidi, didn't you have like a herpes commercial they asked you to do at some point? You said no because
no, I was up for. There was a
oh god.
When I wanted to, like when I thought that herpes. I was going to, you know, be an actress or whatever. Oh, that ship sailed.
Oh lord.
Yeah, and I got an offer to go do a Valtrex commercial, and I was like, what? And they were like, yeah, you'll be like, you know, kayaking. And I'm like, well, it's a herpes medication. I'm not going to do that. And I'm like, I know it's an actor, but when you see those commercials, you're like, that chick has herpes. Even though she's not an actor, I'm not doing it.
Oh, listen.
I am not doing it.
Hey, this is a fact. This is true. Now, I didn't mean to call out the other company. They're nice people. But I get a call from Extends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A male enhancement product. And they said, you know, here's what we want to do, and here's a starting offer. Phenomenal money. But once again, I'm not going to go on TV and go, hey, you know, things ain't going good around the home here, and a lot of folks ain't happy in the house there. And when I started using Extend, my God. And I said, there's just no way I'm going to go on television.
Yeah.
And so I said, I know someone who will do this. And they went, who? And I said, Jimmy Johnson. And so I called. I'm serious. So I called Jimmy. I said, hey, coach, what you doing? And then just got through fishing. I said, hey, man, yeah, I know where you can make yourself serious money. He said, what you got? I said, it's Extend's commercial. Yeah, have him call my people. Bingo.
Hey, he's doing
it. He did. It's been on the air.
Yeah,
been on the air for three years.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
But he just.
If you want to go from fourth in inches to fourth and long,
Extend. Hey, now that my friend is funny. If you want to go from fourth in inches to fourth, now that is funny.
You can let him have that one. Give that to him for his show in Vegas.
Yeah, you can
write
that
in. Oh, yeah. No.
The show in Vegas. Yeah, that's what Terry's here for. Terry Bradshaw, America's favorite dumb blonde, A Life in Four Quarters, debuts at the Mirage next Friday. Tickets are available now on sale.
On the 28th.
Imagine this show. My goodness.
Closes on the 29th.
So you better get your tickets now. Here's the number. Write it down. 800-963-9634. Again, 800-963-9634. Or just go online to mirage.com and get your tickets for Terry Bradshaw, America's favorite dumb blonde, on the stage. That's going to be an excellent show. You're one of the most beloved personalities in the country.
My daughter's going to sing on there.
Oh, cool.
She's got her song. She got an album. Do you still call them albums?
Yeah, I think so.
My album
drops. You always hear people saying
that. Her album, her first album is coming out. She's with Bigger Pictures. Early in the fall or late in the summer. And then her first single, I think, is coming out in July. She's going to sing the single on the show. I don't know what it is yet. But
it's going to be a surprise for you.
And then we're singing a song we did on Tonight's Show last year called Things Daddy Won't Say. Beautiful song she wrote.
So you guys ought to come back and then promote her album and sing that song together for us. Would you do that?
Oh, yeah, I would.
All right.
Yeah,
she
will. Yeah,
she'll sing. She'll sing in front. I mean, she'll do anything, but yeah. Yeah.
Anytime.
You know, I met the head guy of Motley Crue yesterday. I had no idea who the guy was. I was so embarrassed, but nice.
You talking about Tommy Lee?
Well,
no, who?
Nikki Sixx.
He got a radio show.
Oh, you're on Nikki Sixx show.
Man, is he nice. Has he ever been over here?
I don't think so.
He's a friend of the show, though, and he's a fan. He listens to our show. So, yeah, Nikki Sixx, he's a good guy.
I didn't know who he was. I was so embarrassed.
But
he had the hair and all the tattoos. And
you're like, what do you do?
And I go, exactly what I did.
What do you do?
Hey, man, what do you do with all them tattoos? You know, typical Terry fashion.
I'm a rock
fan. I'm in a rock band. No kidding.
Which one?
So, what's the name of it? The Motley Crue. Oh, all right.
That's the thing about being like a rock star, that you have to hold on to that look the whole time. That'd be like you wearing shoulder pads everywhere you go. It's like,
that's a good point.
It's like he has to get up in the morning and do the hairspray in his hair, look like, you know, Motley Crue.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he's a super nice guy. We're going to have him on too at some point.
Yes, really nice guy.
But Terry, thank you so much
for
coming in.
What an honor.
Thanks for promoting it.
Of course.
We get more than 2 days, and y'all ever get time off around here?
Not much, but I'd love to come see your show.
Weekend, I'd definitely go see it.
It's a weekend.
Show's fun. It really is a fun show.
It's at the Mirage Hotel and Casino.
Opens the 28th.
Closes the 29th. Get your tickets now. Mirage.com. We got to go. Let's check on the traffic. Thank you, Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, man.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.